opinion of Miss Sheila Sarva Bonim? Last time we saw that the Shelos Arba Bonim, he explained that the Arba Bonim is always, that is always the four different Ifanim in which a person is Shoyal on the Mokker. In other words, every idea, every Mokker takes on four different ways in which you can work with it, either extending it or opposing it or just being mistopped with the thing itself. That was the Nekuda we saw before. Now he's going to another Indian. He's being mamshich and explaining it. It's on Pei Aleph on the right hand side. Vishlishol bazeh. Shrei Achochem ain't a shoyl binyan pesach dafke. Shrei Pashas Achochem Pashas Veschanan. I mean, these are the Arba Bonim are supposed to be asking on Pesach Kinyonim. And you don't find that these Arba Bonim are really speaking about Pesach Kinyonim. That the Lamashal Achochem is speaking about Klolos Tikinyonim. He says, "Mo Eiris v'Chukim Shpatim Hashem Siva Hashem Lekeinu Eschem." Doesn't really refer to Pesach. V'Leniska Shem Dove Minyan Pesach Rak B'Chol Hamitzvos Shenema Mo Eiris v'Chukim Shpatim V'Imkein Lomo Hevi Raya Mizeh Lina Pesach. You're trying to bring this Inyan as the Oifanim of Shailan Tshuva Finyani Pesach. Lamaisa, there's nothing in the Teichin of the Chacham Shaila. You're just asking, it's a general Shaila on Teir. That's one. The Chaim B'Tami says, Shalinizka Klal B'Shalas Talmi Pesach. Tam has nothing to do with Pesach. The Parshas Tam is written by Petach HaMoyer. El Nemetz of Petach HaMoyer, it says, Avatak O Petach Rechem, Voyek Yishol Chabin Chomach Alei Memazois. We're talking about doing the Mitzvah Petach HaMoyer, which is a strange Mitzvah, and the Tam is over there. So Lamaisa, it's a shaila that has be'etzem not do tzitzis Mitzrayim. So again, you start with tzitzis Mitzrayim, but the shaila itself is not a shaila on the matzah on the morrow. It's not relating to the shaila of tshuva on the yoni Pesach. Va'oid, hare atayru lo nosna tshuva leben achochem kach klal. The Torah did not answer him anything about his shayla. He's asking a shayla on Torah. Explain what's Eidus Chukim Mishpatim. And the tshuva is, V'amata levincha avodam ayinu lefarav mitzrayim, etein Hashem yad chazok, zoyan etuya, v'yatzevein Hashem lasko kol chukim ha'ila. V'kan nosin tshuva acher she'ena b'Torah klal. Lemaise, the tshuva that he's answering over here has nothing to do with, in Makhtir HaPesal V'Koyim, it has nothing to do with what the Torah said. V'chein el Arosha, Vaita, he says, the tshuva ma'avodah zesh lachem, v'mata v'choizik yod yisrael shem mitzrayim, it takes a different tshuva, and so on. And he has a bunch of shaylas here. Lamaisa, basic shaylas are that the shaylas and tshuvas of what the in the Torah brings is not exactly the same as what's in the parash over here. And also, there seem to be general shaylas that have nothing to do with Pesach. So how does it keep coming back to Pesach again and again? That's the general thrust of his shaylas. Okay, let's just start the tshuva. And I want to be marach a little bit on it. Da, he says, ki kol elo arba bonim tomid maski tias Mitzrayim. And these arba bonim always mention tias Mitzrayim. Ve'gam kin achochem ha'shoyel kol ha'mitzvos ma'edes ha'chukim ha'shpatim meishev lo yavod min l'par Mitzrayim. You see that he asks on the Torah, and you answer him from avodim in parametzayim. Ratzolay mitchila in avodim leparoy, and voitzak kadosh baruch hu sonim bishomli as avodim kadosh baruch hu lekayim es mitzvoisav v'zer v'itzein Hashem lekenu. Nimtza ki yetzias mitzrayim itshuva leben chochem gamkein. I want to elaborate a little bit on it because he elaborates much later, but I want to be marked on the point because it's very important. His tshuva is that any shaila and chakira in Inyanei Torah is going to come back to Mitzrayim. And Bemeli explains that each one of the Chacham, the Rasha and Tam and Elishol, each one is Teifis on the Nekuda that he finds, and the answer for all of them is Avonim and Parmetzayim. But I want to try to explain what it means. The Maral speaks about it in a much later Perek also, when he lists all the mitzvahs that have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. There are two ways in which Yetzias Mitzrayim is understood as the basis for mitzvahs. Lamash, besides all the psukim that you have about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Lamash, on Shabbos you say Kiddush, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. I mean, Shabbos, you're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is 2,000 years later. I mean, why is everything Rosh Hashanah Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? This is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Maral lists a lot of mitzvahs. Ribbis is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shiloh Havodim is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there's two general klolis that goyfanim. One oifen is that it proves Emunah, whereas Bereishis and we weren't witness to it, so it doesn't prove Emunah. Then there's another nekuda, which is the nekuda I want to be mevayer a little bit. Another nekuda is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out of Mitzrayim, and we owe him that Hakaras HaToiv because we were avodim and he took us out, and therefore we're avodim to him, and we're mechuyev to him. There's something problematic with it. It sounds technically correct. In other words, we were avodim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and therefore we owe it to him. So let's say, I'll give you a marshal. Let's say somebody is in debt, I don't know, $1 million, and he has to declare bankruptcy and so on and so forth, and someone comes along and says, okay, here's $1 million, and you know, you can stay solvent and fine. So a person is very grateful. Then you say, out of gratitude, give me $1 million. I mean, listen, I gave you $1 million as a gratitude. So you think, well, basically what you're doing is, you know, you're saving me and killing me again. What are you accomplishing? It's like one, let's say it would be with two people. A person became an eved to somebody, and somebody goes and spied to him, and makes him into eved again. So, I don't know what the gratitude is. I was an eved, and I am an eved, and, you know, the shaila is only who the odin is. What's that nekuda? So technically it might be correct. Okay, technically, you're right. I was an eved here, and I'm an eved here. But I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not pushing a person on technicality. Where's the state of that taina? Bechlal, these inyanim are inyanim v'ashkocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in a way where Klal Yisrael started with the Avos, and then you have Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Klal Yisrael is called Klal Yisrael only from the point of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hayom hazeh nidrei Yisrael am, and so on. So I think this is the nekuda, and in some ways the Maral says it later on. When a person is born, there's be'etzim two tchunas that a person is aware of as soon as he comes of mind. First of all, he's aware of the fact that he exists, that he is. And secondly, he's aware of the fact that he has b'chira chofshis, that he's free. Free in the sense that a person can do whatever he wants. Since they come to us together at the same time, we don't separate the two. A person takes for granted that the fact that he is and the fact that he can do is one and the same. It's almost just as the person feels intrinsically his existence. He owes a Karas HaTorah, Karas Baruch Hu, but it's his. So his being a Ben Chayrin is not different than his existence. The Yetzias Mitzrayim is called the birth of Klal Yisrael because what happened was Klal Yisrael went through two births. The Avos created the Metzias of Klal Yisrael, and Yetzias Mitzrayim created the Metzias of free will on behalf of Klal Yisrael. The matziv of avdus is a matziv where a person exists, but a person is not free. And I want to explain what it means, free in this sense. An eved, when you read books, especially now with Black History Month or something, everybody did a little, you know, to be yotze the mitzvah somehow, you come up with the idea that an eved has a very harsh life, which by and large was true. But that's not the klola. When we say shalei asani oved, what you're saying is not that you're comfortable. I mean, sometimes you have a very poor free person who doesn't have what to eat, doesn't have where to sleep, and you have an eved that has a very cushy job and is nice and it's fine. That's not the sheirish of avdus and inui. I mean, the pasuk divides it. There's ger, there's avdus, and there's inui. Avdus does not have to come with inui. It's a mistake. The sheirish of an eved is that he has no tachlis of his own. An eved does not have a goal. he is a workforce. That's what the word Eved is not shuffle, it's not meduka. An Eved is, his metzias is avoida. That's what he is. He does. Tachlis is something that is outside of the realm of an Eved. It's not his tachlis bechlal. And b'meila, when we speak about free will, the gift of free will is not that no one forced a person what to do. A chipmunk is not forced either what to do. Chipmunks run around all day, you know, even during Seder, just running outside doing nothing. It's not a problem of having somebody force you to do something. Free will means that the determination of where you're going to and what you are is in your hands. Lafuke in Eved, where ex conflos it might be, but there is you can't shtel avek the tachlis of who you are and where you're going to. That is the matzav avdus. So the birth of Klai Yisrael came about in two shlavim, in two stages. First of all, you had the metzias of Klai Yisrael, and that was obvious. Yetzias Mitzrayim created a matziv where Klai Yisrael achieved the ability to be kaveya the tachlis. And without, had they not gone through the avdus, then they never would have understood what it means to not to be kaveya on tachlis. People who work for other people, a lot of people will let go of a good job and open up their own business, even though it's very, very risky, because they want to be able to set their own tachlis. They don't want to, it's not a question, it's not a better job. Usually people who work independently work much harder than people who work in a job. There is nothing that works less hard, that works less hard than a nice government job. And people run away from it if they can, because they don't want to feel a little cog in a big machine. They want to feel that they can set a tachlis, they can set a goal, and they can accomplish something. So the metzias of chayrus is the ability to create the tachlis for yourself. Had Klal Yisrael, had they not felt what it means to be without a tachlis, like we saw before, they never would have appreciated tachlis. Then, you know, you do as you want. The fact that they were without a tachlis, and then they were granted the ability to give their own tachlis. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you know, be avodim to me. It's not the pshat like, you know, I'm making a deal with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us to do his avodah and doesn't need us. But it's focusing on what happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim. You now realize that setting a tachlis is Tzuras Adam. A human being is someone that can be kaveya what he's doing with himself, where he's heading to, and what his tachlis is. That's something that a Baal Chai can't. A Baal Chai just does. A Baal Chai just looks for food, and that's it. There's no, the musig that a Baal Chai is kaveya his metzias doesn't exist. The hafkov, had a person not been a meshubit, had a person not felt what it means to live fulfilling someone else's dreams of tachlis, then a person b'teva doesn't set any tachlis. The kvias of shibud showed a person that a person has kaiches of avoida, they are harnessed to some sort of tachlis, and if the person is not lucky, someone else sets the tachlis, and if a person is lucky, he gets a tachlis. That's what b'chira chafshis means. B'chira chafshis ultimately in its sharpest sense means the ability to kaveh a tachlis. It's one of the reasons why, going back to the ten who said Shabbos l'mashal, Shabbos is called Shabbos has a lot of klolim, but the Shabbos, there's one kiyum in Shabbos kiboy shavas v'inofash, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the oyse shemayim v'aretz, and therefore by being kaveh yom haShabbos, it's an edus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oyse shemayim v'aretz. That's one part of it. There's a second part to it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's a tachlis to the world. Shabbos is called tachlis ma'ase shemayim v'aretz. The 6 days were not six random days. They were building a binyan for a certain tachlis. The musig of tachlis tachlis in the world came about with Shabbos. And the makom where we the her tachlis is not in Shabbos, but in Yetzias Mitzrayim. I want to add one more nekuda. We said that one of the things Yetzias Mitzrayim proves is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants, and so on. That's one half of it. The second thing it proves, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses to intervene in the world, so on one level it proves that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a kol yachol. It's true. But on a deeper level it proves that there's a purpose to the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't intervene just because he had nothing to do, so he decided he'll play around with people. It meant that he moved blocks around because the world is heading someplace. There's a tachlis to the world. And without that point in place, then it wouldn't have happened. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu messed around with the Mitzrim and had him get Klal Yisrael out was maimit not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kol yachol is a low dag of emunah. Beseder, you prove that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bala rotzein, that there's something HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants out of the world. That was specifically in Mitzrayim. That was planted in Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the nekuda that we saw in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plotting, the nekuda that a person was margish mitzad shibud and so on is this nekuda of tachlis. That's why this is what he means here. Again, I'm summing up a lot of stuff later, just because it's very long and it's not going to be able to get it out. The mitzias of Yetzias Mitzrayim has a mitzias b'fnei atzmoi, the chi of matzen, mar, all those inyanim, and you know, it's a mitzvah like every other mitzvah. But Yetzias Mitzrayim also carries in itself an element of reishis. Yetzias Mitzrayim is chodesh hazelchem rishon. It's the first chodesh. It's the opening. It's the first mitzvah. The Torah should have started at a chodesh hazeh. The it's everything is zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So many mitzvahs have zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the pshat is, it's the chacham takes Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the question, to ask a question like the tam, mazeh, is a tam. A tam has a very narrow scope. Matzah, matzah, mur, charoises, knedla, knedla. There's nothing in the tam that expands anything from what's in front of him to something out of him. Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's the reishis of the Nisim and the reishis of the Chadashim and the reishis of Klal Yisrael as a Klal Yisrael, is not supposed to be limited to within itself. It's supposed to be, a person has to use it to ask, what is everything else about? In other words, this is the sheirish of all Avodah, is that a person is a Meshubit, and that the only gift that a person has is where to direct his koiches. He can direct his koiches towards a goal that he sets. He can direct his koiches towards a goal that's set for him. That's the only choice a person has, one or the other. It's the sheirish of Kol HaTorah Kula. The chacham is someone that learns of Kol HaTorah Kula from it, because it is the sheirish of Kol HaTorah Kula, that there is tachlis in the world. And that a person and that everything has a siba for being, that's dafka in that's what he sees in Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's basically his tshuva for the chacham. Let's skim over a little bit. Omnom and pay bays. Omnom mashazocha teira shelas a chacham. B'chol ha-mitzvah, v'sheil sa-rosha davke etzal Pesach, u'sheil sa-tam etzal rifas petach ha-mor. What's the place? V'sheil sa-nilashol etzal matzah. L'fi she-kol echad zochra ha-toyra b'mokoyim ha-royoloi. Each one the Torah placed the shayla at the right nekuda where his shayla comes in. So he says like this. He says, first of all, k'mishen edel lishol mipnei sheni yedei adava v'amitzvi l'sapel l'fasi tzitzvayim b'leila yitzia u'lekach kova teiru zeh etzol matza. Ein edel lishol, there's no other place to put it but over here. In other words, all year round, the sheni edel lishol is not around. So in Yetzias Mitzrayim is where you find the makom to reach out to him. So Oza mitzvah lefarsim tzitzis mitzrayim k'mo shedarshu. V'amati l'bavur zeh, and so on. That's one. Secondly, omnam hatam shehu shoyel me'atzmoi v'neshoyel raka sheyireh shinui. A tam is someone, he asks by himself, but his ability to ask is very limited. V'im lo yireh shinui ein ashoyel. And if he doesn't see something extraordinary, he doesn't ask. L'fika kov ha'toyer she'losa etzol petach ha'moyer. She'yireh dova yitzim na'hekesh v'aseichel larif behema b'chinam. A tam is someone who is small-minded, and the only thing that arouses him is a curio. And b'meila, his shailas is when the grandest, most curious mitzvah in Petach Hamor, that's where the tam chips in also. And there's something. When people speak about Rabbi Saul Salanta's chiddush, that his chiddush was supposed to learn Musa. People don't have it really right. I mean, that he's supposed to learn Sifrei Yira started really with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, he says, Ma'ashal HaKem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kim LeYira Es Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the first one to speak about Yira. That wasn't Rabbi Saul Salanta's Chiddush. He was a long second after that. And you have Agadot in Chazal, and you have all Medrash Rabbah and Medrash Tanchuma is Musar, and a lot of Gemaras is Musar, and Rabbeinu Bechaya and Rabbeinu Yoina. That wasn't his Chiddush. He was mechadish two very specific knetchen, and one of them was for the hamoin. The real way of learning Musa, the way we saw was mechadish, was to take a maimah chazal, to go to a corner and to repeat it slowly with a nigun to yourself again and again and again. That was the way Musa was learned in yeshivas till modern day, when it just stopped, I guess. But that was Musa, the way Rabbi Saul introduced it. His point was, for the Hamoin Am, they used to have a maggid come around in Darshan. So exciting stories and fantastic things and a booming voice. You always needed a gimmick to rouse people's attention because people are tam. So if you manage to get them shocked or wowed or overwhelmed or anything like that, so fine. So you have their attention and you can get a message across. So you know, it's one step up above the Shein Elishol, but it's a tam. Because it's a certain thickness. Whatever the person tells you, and it's so dramatic, and so the tam walks around, and when he's Petach Hamor, that's a mitzvah that he really gets something out of. That's where his mental curiosity is aroused. The what he was mechadish was that every single point has a nekuda to arouse a person's thought. If a person was to focus, the Chacham takes the simplest thing and he says, putting on a talis and tefillin in the morning is not talis and tefillin. It means that somebody has the power to dictate morning in, morning out, what my morning should look like. Why am I doing it? Why am I chained down with so many things? The Chacham uses every single mitzvah as leverage. I mean, the greatest scientific ideas were built on some of the simplest phenomena. They didn't use very complicated machinery. Simple phenomena, when looked at in the right perspective, yielded some of the greatest ideas. The Chacham is, and that was Rabbi Saul's Chiddush in Musa, the Chacham is to take a point that's obvious and to ask yourself, you're going one day with a thousand film to shul, sit down a minute and say, what for? For the rest of my life, I'm chained down with this. Why? You know, take the simplest thing, not the Petach Hamor, but because the problem with Petach Hamor is like drugs. You need a higher, you know, after a while the stories lose their effect. You need a grander story, a more fascinating story, and bigger fireworks. It's not sustainable. But the Chacham is sustainable because it's everywhere. Everything the person does, he asks himself, you know, what, why, how, when. What are my responsibilities? Why? And so on. So the Chacham, the difference between the Tam and the Chacham is that the Tam has to have a Shinu to ask. That's what, and a Chacham asks it from the Dava Pashit. So the Tam, he says, only ask from a Shinu, because that's why he's a Tam. V'shoyel al Shinu ma'azayis. Ulefikach on a Tzrikam lazis gam kein Shinu b'leil Pesach. That's when the Leil Pesach you need a Shinu. De'shayira atinok shu Tam v'yishal. So say that, you know, for the Tinok that's a Tam, we produce also something. We do a lot of strange things, so he can come and ask us why. Ulekach kova teir shayel shen edlishol etzal rifas petach ha-moyer. or it should be probably tam. That's it's just not right. It doesn't mean that his shaila is only petach hamor. It means his type of shaila is a petach hamor de kishaila. Rako toloime kasha yura bincha shinu ima b'mitzas pesach matzamor k'moshu shini zesh roifas petach hamor. When he deheres the petach hamor in Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's when he'll be aroused to ask something. V'chol zeh tshuva l'tam when he asks b'toras to shinu. Avali says, Haben haChacham ein tzorich elav shinui, or beli shinu hu shoyl. The Chacham does not need a shinui. Olafika kavater shalosu b'chol haMitzvos. The Chacham is someone that everything that's in front of him it arouses a shayla. Why? What? Ke'ein shalosu dafka al mitzvah zois miuchedes shazer shayach leben atam shoshoyl al mitzvah miuchedes. He's not focusing on any particular mitzvah. He takes from the particular and asks a general shayla. Skip down two or three lines. If the Torah would have focused the mitzvah on Pesach alone, then he'd be a tam of sorts. That's not a shayla of a chacham. A chacham is always extrapolating to the bigger picture from the smaller. One more. Why is he kaveh the shayla of a rosh on a Pesach? Mipnei shehapesach hu avoyde l'Hashem Yisbarach. Pesach is avoyde. Kilchsiv. V'hoya kishavoya al oretz u'shmartem es avoyde azoyz. V'hoya kiyem aleichem bneichem avoyde azoyz lachem. Harei hu shoyl al ha'avoyde. V'hu koyfe bo. V'kashu hu shoyl b'lel pesach al ha'mitzvus. Hu shoyl mitzad shehamitzvus him avoyde l'Hashem Yisbarach v'en roitz v'avoyde. So this is a dover, extraordinary pshat. A Russia is not someone who wants to do bad. It's navdafka someone who's not a maimon. It's in this context, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is the aschola of avoida of Klal Yisrael, a Russia is someone that rejects the concept of avoida. In other words, the purpose of Shibud Yetzias Mitzrayim was to be kaveh in a person's mind that a person is all kayach, and unless he puts a focus on it, where it's going to, then he's an avid again. He's kulay avoida, and his whims are dictating where it should go to. A rasha is someone that's mufka from focus or discipline. So Korban Pesach, since that's called avoida, it's the first korbanos generally are called avoida. Maybe we'll speak sometime why korbanos of all things. But korbanos are called avoida. The rasha in the Haggadah's rasha is a hafka from Mahalchei Avoida. Not mitzvahs per se, not emunah per se, but shibud. So he's standing between the hafka of shibud Mitzrayim and to the Kabbalos Olmach HaShemayim. And he's rejecting Kabbalos Olmach HaShemayim. So the Russia here is upset with the things in front of him. The nekuda that's Avoida Dafka is Korban Pesach is avoida, and that's what he's kofer in. He doesn't want avoida, and he's not going to be mekabel oil. Well, the figure. That's a summation. Elu arba banim mechulokim mishalos meleil tzia. Around the Pesach table, each one is asking a different shaila. In the tzur that he asks the shaila, hachacham shoyl mitzad hachachma sheboy. It the chacham is asking b'teiras chachma sheboy. Ala mitzvah mishas shi mitzvah bulvad. V'loy mitzad hi mitzvah zayis bulvad k'ma sheizbaya. So he's asking a chacham de kashayla, which is never ever a detail. A chacham always asks on the hekif of it. V'hatam hu shoyl adova shoyl bulvad. A tam is always focused on this detail, that detail, the other detail, and that's his entire scope. Because a year is shinui, as a shoyl, he asks only on shinui. What's this? The nekuda that a rasha is ticked off by is that there's shibud, that there's chiyuv. It's not voluntary, it's not nice, it's not good, it's something that you have to do. These are four different shailas because each one is a different shaila b'mehus according to the mehus of the person. So the Torah gave each one in mitzad dine Torah, the Torah gave each one the shailas tam is petach hamordik, the shailas avoid is pesa is korban pesachdik, the shailas chochem is klolistik, and shein elishol is coming from the platform of inyani pesach. That's the platform to reach out shein elishol. Gam ki yaskin liyosim imenu. He can. There's a metzias that a person can find the chelek that was nignas and rehook to it again. That's why the Rambam picks Hallel, Faket, and he picks Chanukah to this. He picks Chanukah to discuss the area of Divrei Seifrim as opposed to the other inyanim, because the Mokoim where you discover that Divrei Seifrim is a Tziva Deiraisa is in Chanukah. Mitzad the Shakl V'Tayin and Halacha, it could have been the other two. That's not the problem. But the Mokoim of where you rediscover that where Ashekitshonu b'mitzvaysov, that what the Rabbanan said today, before, so that skip down. This is Pei Vav. He's answering. It's very interesting. He's answering why the Torah, when it brings down the shaila of the or the three shailas are mentioned in the Torah as Vayikish Olcha. The Rosh is just mentioned as a flat out statement. So he says Umashal Nichtav Zetel Rosh Hainu Mipnei Kibur Rosh Einezem Min Shailosai. He says, since Lemaisa, what you're answering the Rosh has nothing to do with what he's asking, there's no point that the Torah should tell you the Shaila. The Torah is telling you a Shaila and a Tshuva where the Shaila has some relevance to the Tshuva. But if the Tshuva to the Rosh doesn't make a difference what a Shaila is, so there's no point the Torah should mention it. Lezocha Torah Rak HaTshuva Al Shelosei. Nothing that comes out of the Shaila is mentioned. So you see from the way the Torah set it up that there's no point, there's no answer to it. The Eilad Al Bonim Nichtivu, the next paragraph, Harosh, which is an idea, Lishol, Vatam, Biparashas, Boy, Bisholos, Parashas, Zuachazu. Kitchila, in other words, there are three Shailas there. There's the Shaila of the Rosha goes, Chacham, Rosha, Tamre, the Lishol. Why is Rosha first? Kitchila yesh lachoset das hakfira koidem hakoil, vachakach lelamit kol echad lefi asegosei. She calls Mashiach kan kfira lo yove lahaki ha'emis. So he says that the Torah is telling you that kfira is not the pshat; it's another form of a question. You know, if the three questions were equal as questions, then mechatesu the Rasha comes first if he's a Rasha. The Torah says a Rasha is an attack, and in Keichas Nefesh. When a person wants to attack something and be kaifan something, then he's not going to have an answer to a shaila. There's a shaila and there's a pircha. When a person is out to slug up something, he's not listening to answers. That's not three questions. One of them is an attack, and two of them are shailas and ain't a daily show. So if you don't get rid of the attack first, there's no question answers. If a person is debating with someone else and the other person has an agenda, answering the questions is not going to answer anything, because unless you get rid of the agenda first, the answer to the question is nothing. So if you don't get rid of the Russia or the Shilas Russia first, the other Shilas are nothing. I once thought that's actually there are three Lashonos of Shilas in Lashon Kodesh. There's Kasha, there's or Shaila. Shaila would be probably better. Shaila. There's Pircha, and there's Tmiha. A Shaila means that I'm interested in extending what I've put down further. I said A. How? What would be the case of B? If C is different, when does A apply and when does C apply? Why is D different? In what way does it differ than A? Every Shaila is an attempt to extend the inyan. A pircha or a kasha is an attempt to destroy the statement, and a tmiya is where the person's seichel is not taifus to think. It's not out to destroy it. It's not out to extend it. A tmiya, the word when Taisa says vitama, it means I'm beginning to understand it. I can't ask an intelligent question because the whole thing doesn't make sense. So the Chacham, the Rosha, and the Tam, one is a Shoyel, one is a Mafrich, and one is a Tomea. Okay, let's see the next piece. Perek Hamishim V'Arva. Mitchil Oiv Da'Avad Zara. Yishadakte Be'ilak Suvu L'Mahutzich L'Harach B'Chol Zeh Mashom V'Arba Zarei. The whole pasuk over here, va'arbe zaroi, and shenira pirish va'arbe zaroi al shabnei Avram, that there were other children. Avram Avinu had be'eva no yosha avisechem oylem terach avi Avram, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram and va'arbes aroi ve'etin li Yitzchak es Yaakov es Esav. I gave Yitzchak Yaakov and Esav ve'etin le'Esav es Haselor Soisoi. Lo mutzach lahaske. I mean, we're trying to trace. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshua is telling Klal Yisrael, this is what Hakadosh Baruch Hu did for you. So you should tell him he took out your father from Eivah Nor. He gave him Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and that's it. Well, why go through the step by step that Avram had more children and Yitzchak had more children? I mean, the family is totally unimportant here. We're interested in our yichus. Mainly in klal al Avram shenu mizari. It becomes no shaychus to Avram. Aval ikar kosu bola hagid echkir vakadosh baruch hu yisrael ubachar behem veilu lo yehoyu shar umos gamkein mashayich b'ze bechira b'dove she'ein sham acher. Al bevada yisham achirim hakadosh baruch hu bochar behem. Vezekoy Avram v'terach ubochar hakadosh baruch hu b'Avram. V'yitzchak v'yishmol shar ze Avram ubochar hakadosh baruch hu Yitzchak. Yitzchak v'nos Yitzchak esyak se Esav ubochar hakadosh baruch hu b'Yaakov v'bonav. Harei shloisha pomim huchzak levarer v'lifchor dova midova ad shenasa shloisha pom tipa kedusha brura. We don't have the hemshich over here, but it's another line. There's only another line of hemshich. I want to explain this. It's a very important nekuda. Our understanding of avoda is to do good things and to stay away from bad things, and halvai would succeed. No, it's fine for us. That's not a bad statement if we're able to work it out. The truth is that the framework for avoda within our world is very different. L'mashal, you have lametes malachis, and everybody knows all of the malachis are creative. The malachis are all malachis that create something. You make a fire; it's creative. You weave something. You build something. Like everybody knows that the bottom line of all malachis is that something new is moved forward. Something it goes a step forward. There are actually two avodas that don't fit that klal. Two malachis. One of which is the one I will talk about is bayer. L'chur Beirer, it doesn't create anything. Beirer is, I mean, you're left with the same thing you had before. It's just that you picked out, you selected the food from the psalos, vice versa. And yet Beirer is called a malacha. And it's one of Lamentes malachas. The other one that's interesting is Haitzah, but let's stick to Beirer, is the one I want. The Big Balei Avoda called the structure of Avoda, they called Birur. It's interesting. Sai Lamashal Navardika, who was a big Bal Musa, he calls a chelak nikar v'seifas called Birurei Amidas. That's Lashon. And Sai by the Chassidim, the Ishbitzah, Befrat, he's the Rosh Kulam, that everything is called being Mevar, 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 and so on. People like the Loshayna say the Mevard and the Tzitzis Akdoshis and so on. In practical sense, it means the following. You tell a person, I don't know, let's say he has a bad meter, the person's a Kaisen. So you tell him, don't get angry, learn to control yourself. Fine. You take a person who's a Baltaiva, you tell him, learn to control yourself. Don't. That is a very simplified version of Avoda. But the truth is, somebody who's a Kaisen Lamashal, it's the pshat that he's moved by certain things he perceives as being unjust. Is that a midah ra? It's not. A person has a very fine sense of what's emes and what's sheker. So it's just completely midah ra? It's not. I mean, that's where emes starts with. A person who's a big bal taiva, someone who's not a bal taiva is dead. Basically, he has a lackadaisical person, apathetic person, has no taiva. Taiva is the koyach haratzon of a person. So you can't just say, okay, just don't be about taiva. It's correct if most of the taiva is used for bad, then just, you know, stay away from it. If most of the kas is used badly, stay away from it. Real avoda, you know, it's a person who's a real avod Hashem, is his lifetime is spent understanding the intertwining of the kas that's correct and useful and is avoida, and the kas that's klipis and bad. The real balaveda, I'm talking real balaveda, I'm talking about in a very large scale. It takes his koyach ha-taiva and he understands how the koyach ha-chiyus could be split between taiva that's puzzle to taiva that the pshat is it's Lashem. In other words, a person who's beteva apathetic is not an oivra Hashem. I mean, he may be a tzaddik, he may not do bad things, but there's no fire in his avaris Hashem, so there's no avaris Hashem. That's not a midah toive b'myuchad. A person who has fire in his neshama and it burns in him, so that's where you start seeing an oivra Hashem. But it has to be separated very carefully. There's a word from the Ishbitz, a gewaldic word. It so much is metamtzes both his knech and his special chush in Yoifi, in the way he teaches psukim. Yes, I vaguely remember the Shaila. The Shaila goes something that it says someplace that Lasid Lavoi, we're going to be allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So yes, I mean, Eitz Torah can't be changed. How can it be? So he said like this, in Torah there's Torah Shebiksav, which is immutable. And there's Torah Shebal Peh. One of the halakim of Torah Shebal Peh is Taimi Amikra, because Taimi Amikra gives a certain understanding to the Pasuk. The way in which it's read now is Mikol Eitz Shabatecha Gan Toichal, or Me'etz Adas Toivara Loi Toichal. That is the way we have the Pasuk. Lasid Lavoi, what will change is there'll be a new Nikud, a new Nikud. And the Pasuk will read Mikol Eitz Shabagon Toichal, or Me'etz Adas Toiv, Ro Loi Toichal. There'll be a Zak of Cotton or an Esnacht or something like that. It means the Avodas Adam, and the truth is, let me try to sharpen it. The person's Breira, almost every other Malacha, it can be done by an animal. In other words, Malacha and Avoda is something the animal does. Breira requires Koyach Hadas. Without Koyach Hadas, there is no Metzias Breira. A Raya, and I think you can get a better Raya than this, the way in which we define, or the way in which we determine a Gadol in Yane Kinyanim, is Ego is Venoitel Tzorah V'Zorik. In the Koyach of Breira, you distinguish from a Kotna and a Gadol, because the Koyach of Seichel is the Koyach of Bardas has two elements. A Bardas is a responsible person, and that's when he becomes Chayv and Einshim, and that's totally in Shtei Cyrus. In Kinyonim, where you need Das of understanding, the Yisrael is not how much he can repeat Bal Peh or how quickly he can calculate something. The Koyach to be Mafchin Bein Toiv L'Ra is the Koyach of Das. Breira, so Tzorer Ego is Venoitel Tzorer V'Zorik is the Bchina on a person's Das. And Bemela, the whole Metzias V'Avoida is really, should be called Breira. Avada, before you get to Breira, I mean somebody who's Stama Balavera is not holding anything like it. But to say the person is an Oyver Hashem is not that someone stopped doing Averas and started doing mitzvahs. It's someone that took himself apart and understood what are the Nekudas of Toiv and where is the Raloi Toichal. How to deal with, Lamashal, again, if a person is Balkas, how to understand what is a correctus Oyrus and how a person should channel it and what he should do with it and so on. There's a I once saw a beautiful conversation. Reb Lezer Pachinsky's Adam Gadol, tremendous Adam Gadol in Eretz Yisrael, he learned in Sabotka, I think, or Panovich when he was young. So he said he was once laying on a bench. He happens to be actually very short also. And the two people in front of him did not notice him. The two people were the Panovich Arav and Rebaba Grossbart, who was the Mashkiach of Panovich in that time. And both people had lost their families in the war. And this was right after the war. This was in, and it was one. So he was laying on the bench, trying to take a nap, and they were sitting in front of him. They didn't notice him, and they were having a very heart-to-heart talk. And the Reb Abba asked the Paravajrov. Paravajrov was always energetic, doing a very good mood. I mean, he was Beteva, very warm and good-natured person. He told the Paravajrov, I don't know how you do it. What do you do with your pain? So the Paravajrov told him, I build with it. In other words, you can't deny it, you can't eradicate it, but he said, I harnessed it, and, you know, I'm driven by every single loss that I have to replace it, to do it, to build with it, and so on. But in Yiddish, I translate it so that in Yiddish he said, was tut mit der Vetox, verboidos. It's pretty much the same. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mahalach wasn't, okay, we'll take Avram and that's it. That's not, Avram is not the in a vacuum. The mahalach of Ashkocha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala how he's being mevarer the toy from the ra. There was Avram and there was Nochar and there was Haran. They were similar. They were brothers. And there was a similarity to them. I mean, today we all know this guy, Avraham Avinu, is always a glowing tzaddik with a long white beard, and Nocher comes across like a sports guy or something. But without the coloring book, they were similar. The Torah doesn't deal with people that just basically play baseball and basketball. The Torah is dealing with people that there is a zelumazeh between Yishmael and Yitzhak. Avraham Avinu couldn't call it. Avraham Avinu said, you know, he's a yachid, he's a b'char, he's a shahafta. It means that they were strikingly similar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, was mevarer one from the other. Esav and Yaakov were twins. They were twins means that they were very similar in a certain way. There was similar in the sense both of them had a shot at the same godless. Both of them were serious candidates. They were very dissimilar in Tchunas HaNefesh. But mitzad their koyma, they both were considered becherim, and Yitzchak favored Esav. It was a hairline difference. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala in the hemshech of bechira is Asher Bacha Bavar means this was part of the avoda of breira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was choosing. They were similar. They all were brothers. They were all coming from one. And each time HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be mevara one from the other. Because the ongoing mahalach of the Bria is the bearer of Tov from Ra. It's not just pointing to Tov saying, here, it's good, destroying Ra. It's the Hashkoch is the Koyach HaBearer. And it's one of the things. I mean, when people ask it as a question, they don't realize the phrase can answer. For instance, people will say, let's look back. Klal Yisrael, there were a lot of movements, and everyone was suspect when they started. Shapsi Tzvi, Hasidim, Bale Musa, conservative, reform, and people who are good historians, or at least present history well, will be able to show you that people looked at it the same way. Read the Charamim, we have actually a copy of them in the yeshiva, against the Hasidim, and you'd be sure that they're talking about somebody to the left of the Reform movement. Look at it. It's incredible. And look at it, and Musa, nobody realizes there was a big cruise. There were a lot of Rabbanim that signed against Musa. And there was a huge fights in a lot of Slabotki Shiva split into two, the anti-Muslim, pro-Muslim, and Tells had terrible Muhammad's Bishaita. It wasn't as pasha to us that you know you're supposed to learn Musa. There were a lot of fights, and somebody standing, and everybody was coming to be metak, and everybody said we're doing something good, and it's you know. We're coming to fix something that should be fixed. And the Hashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevarer. The reason that we know now that Chassidim was Emes, and Musa was Emes, is because you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose it to become part of the Hemshech of Teres Yisrael. So the Koyach of Hashkoch and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an ongoing Koyach of Birur, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevarer the Toy from the Ra. And that's why Klal Yisrael matches up to a lot of cultures that are similar. It produces a sharper Havchana of Tevra. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Boicha three times, and this is what he says, one more line, we don't have it here, that three times also represents a birur in a most final way. In other words, it's like you're mezakik something three times, the third time it's kuli tahar. So in people, you had a choice between Avram and Nachar. And then in Avram itself, you had the Yitzchak Sheb Avram and the Yishmael Sheb Avram. And in the Yitzchak of Avram, you had Yaakov Sheb Yitzchak and you had Esav Sheb Yitzchak. These were all building on was there previously, and the three times meant that it was a birur seifi. That's what he says. Okay, let's. We don't have time for another piece here. There's one more nekuda that he speaks. It's very interesting. He says in a place. I don't know if I have it. He says that bechira is usually something. Take a look. He says in a lot of places, let's leave it alone for a second. There are places where he says that Bechira is ki'ilu a thing without tam, that we don't understand. What it means is that Bechira is always the closer two things are alike, the sharper you understand the Kerecha Bechira Shebedava. It's things that are very the difference between white and black is not bechira. It's clear. They're never put together. Whenever you have two things that are curved zelzeh, and you have to find the distinction, that's where there's a gilui in bechira. And that's why, I mean, and again with a certain sense of retrospect in history, different things seem to have failed or succeeded on a hair length. This lechura could have gone, and it didn't go. And a person has to have a sense of hashgacha. There's a reason why this went, because the hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the constant birur and libun of Klal Yisrael and b'meil of the world to get that nekuda of emes. And at every single stage, there's an avoda of choosing between two branches that are very similar, and then in the branch that you chose, you again have to be Boicha. Ever since the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, Tovu Ra, the world is a Taruvis. The Koyach of Ra is called Erev Rav, because Erev Rav is not bad people. Erev Rav is a Taruvis. And wherever there's a Taruvis, the Avodah of Birur, of Chira, it goes on. Okay, we'll hold it here. We'll see the next piece tomorrow.